भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 25 टेक्स्ट 1 द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड अनंत। इन दिस चैप्टर सुखदेव गोस्वामी डिस्क्राइब्स अनंत द सोर्स ऑफ लॉर्ड शिव। लॉर्ड अनंत हुज बॉडी इज कंप्लीटली स्पिरिचुअल रिजाइड्स एट द रूट ऑफ द प्लैनेट पाताल। He always lives in the core of Lord Shiva's heart and he helps him destroy the universe. Ananta instructs Lord Shiva how to destroy the cosmos and thus he is sometimes called Tamasi or one who is in the mode of darkness. He is the originality of material consciousness and because he attracts all living entities, he is sometimes known as Sankarsana. The entire material world is situated on the hoods of Lord Sankarsana. From his forehead, he transmits to Lord Shiva the power to destroy this material world. Because Lord Sankarsana is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, many devotees offer him prayers. And in the planetary system of Patala, all the Asuras, Suras, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, and learned sages offer him their respectful obeisances. The Lord talks with them in a sweet voice. His bodily construction is completely spiritual and very, very beautiful. Anyone who hears about him from a proper spiritual master becomes free from all material conception of life. The entire material energy is working according to the plans of Anantadeva. Therefore, we should regard him as the root cause of the material creation. There is no end to his strength and no one can fully describe him even with countless mouths. Therefore, he is called Ananta, unlimited. Being very merciful toward all living entities, he has exhibited his spiritual body. Sukadeva Goswami describes the glories of Anantadeva to Maharaj Parikshit in this way. Text 1. Sri Suko Vacha. I think you cannot follow just here. It's in prose form. Or if you want, verse is not fully written here also. Sri Suko Vacha. Tasya Mula Dese Trinsadyo Jojana Sahasrantara Aste या वै कला भगवतस्तामसी तमाख्यरा अनंत इति सात्वतिया द्रष्टुदृश्ययोः संकर्षणम् अहम् इत्य इति मानलक्षणम् इति अभिमानलक्षणम् यं संकर्षणमिति अचख्यते। ट्रांसलेशन। श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड टू महाराज परीक्षित, my dear king, approximately 240,000 miles beneath the planet Patala lives another incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the expansion of Lord Vishnu, known as Lord Ananta or Sankarsana. He is always in the transcendental position, but because he is worshipped by Lord Shiva, the deity of Tamaguna or darkness. He is sometimes called Tamasi. Lord Ananta is the predominating deity of the material world of ignorance as well as the false ego of all conditioned souls. When a conditioned living being thinks, I am the enjoyer and this world is meant to be enjoyed by me, this conception of life is dictated to him by Lord Sankarsana. Thus, the mundane conditioned soul thinks himself the Supreme Lord. Purport. There is a class of men akin to Mayavadi philosophers who misinterpret the Aham Brahmasmi and so Aham Vedic mantras to mean I am the Supreme Brahma and I am identical with the Lord. This kind of false conception in which one thinks himself the supreme enjoyer is a kind of illusion. It is described elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, Janasya Moho Ayam Aham Mameti, as explained in the above verse. Lord Sankarsana is the predominating deity of this false conception. Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Sarvasya chaham hiti sannivishto mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart as Sankarsana. And when a demon thinks himself one with the Supreme Lord, the Lord keeps him in their darkness. Although such a demoniac living entity is only an insignificant part of the Supreme Lord, he forgets his true position and thinks he is the Supreme Lord. Because of this forgetfulness is created by Lord Sankarsana, he is sometimes called Tamasi. The name Tamasi does not indicate that he has a material body. He is always transcendental. But because he is the super soul of Lord Shiva, who must perform tamasic activities, Sankarsana is sometimes called Tamasi. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsa Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam in 5th canto, Sukadev Goswami starts describing to Parikshit Maharaj about the glories of Lord Anantadev. So first he is starting in this verse, Tasya Mule, Tasya Mula Dese, Trimsad Jojana. Tasya is connected with the previous chapter, last verse. In the previous chapter, we have heard the description of all the lower planetary systems, down from earth planets, Atal, Bital, Sutal, Talatal, Mahatal, Rasatal and Patal. So the seventh planet, lower planetary system is called Patala Loka. So after describing the condition of the Patala Loka, then he is completing the chapter and starting this chapter with Tasya Mula Dese. Tasya means the Patala Loka. In Patal Loka Mula Dese, underneath the Patal, in the root of Patala Desa. We have heard all these lower planets, all these Patala Lokas, starting from Atala to Patala, they have 10,000 Jojan difference from one to another. All Patala Lokas are distant from one to another 10,000 Jojanas. The whole universe, just like a 14 floor building. We have many buildings coming in Vrindavan also more than 14 floor. So this, the Brahmanda, is only 14 floor building, and we are in the 7th floor, in the middle floor. In the up, the upper planets, 6 upper planets are there, and underneath, starting from Atal, Vital, Sutal, Talatal, Rasatal, Mahatal, like that, Patal. So all these 7 lower planet systems are there. And on the top in Satyaloka, Brahmaji is there. So the Patal is the last in the lower planet. Then on the top, all these 13 planets are there. And here it says, Tasya Mula Dese, even under the root of Patal Loka. That means under the root of the whole Brahmanda, whole 14 floor building, everything under that root in the jad. What is that? Tasya Mula Dese, Trinsat Jojana, Sahasrantara. 30,000 Jojana Antara, it is not 10,000 only, because he is Lord. We cannot go to near to him. He is so powerful. We have to keep at least distance. Nowadays, if you go to Jamuna Express Highway, then the all those power brake cars are moving. They are always in the back. There is a board. Keep distance. Power brake. Isn't it? Is it in the back of the car? Power brake, keep distance. Otherwise, there is a chance of accident. So like that, all these material planets, they have 10,000 Jojanas. That's okay. But when you are dealing with the Lord, Sankarsana Dev, Ananta Dev, then you have to keep at least 30,000 Jojanas distance. So he in the down there. Prabhupada in translation, he is converting it into miles. He said 240,000 miles. One Jojana is 8 miles. So 30,000 Jojanas, 30,000 into 8, 240,000 miles. Difference is there from Pratala Loka to Ananta Loka. That's why it is called Tasya Mula Dese. In the root of the whole universe, in the down, 30,000 Jojanas down, Lord Ananta is there. So what is doing there? Why is there? So now he is describing, he is sitting there because he is holding the whole universe on his hood. He is residing there in the form of a Mahasarpa, Ananta. He is a great serpent. Why Lord accept the form of a serpent? Lord can accept any form, any beautiful to beautiful, beautiful form. Why is it actually a condemned form of Sarpa? Because Sarpa, sometimes we are say Kala Sarpa. Kala. So, and Sarpa has a hood. So Lord Ananta, accepting this form of a serpent, great serpent, Ananta, great hood, and on his hood, he is holding not only this Brahmanda, Ananta Koti Brahmanda on his hood. And we cannot imagine how the size of this hood. We can't imagine about the size. So we can just calculate because we are staying in this Brahmanda. So this whole 14 planetary systems is resting on his hood, and the comparison is just as a mustard seed. Just as a mustard seed staying in the hood of Ananta. So you can just, how the comparison I can give to you, just think, if a trailer, who this sometimes some trucks has 24 wheels, we ordinary trucks have six wheel, but some trucks, big powerful carrier, load carrier, they have 24, 30 wheels like that. You say trailer, isn't it? So that, and they have few hundred thousand tons of sacks of mustard seeds. So one mustard seed, out of it is this whole universe. So if the trailer carries the thousands and thousand tons of sack full of mustard seed, if one mustard seed cut down or go here and there, so the driver or the owner of the trailer, he will feel very sorry. He will claim to the insurance company, I lost one mustard seed. No. By loading, unloading, many hundreds of seeds will finish. So the comparison given, this whole planetary system, the whole Brahmanda, is just only one mustard seed. And the comparison I give to a tailor, this is insignificant in comparison to the hoods of Anantadev. Hoods of Anantadev, unlimited millions and billions of tailors can be there. Nowhere, there, somewhere. We can't find even the address where it is. Such a huge, and there this whole planet is there. And in this planet, there are 14 planets in the whole universe, 14 planets. And we are in this middle planet. And in this middle planet, the whole Prithvi Loka, there are so many Mahasagara, so many Mahadesa, Sapta Mahasagara, Sapta Mahadesa, and within this Sapta Mahadesa, the one Desa is called Bharatavarsa. In Shastra it is Deepa. In it is said Sapta Varsa, and in one Varsa is called Jambudipa, Navadipa, one Varsa Navadip. Out of this nine Deep is one Deep is Jambudip. In Jambudip is one place is called Bharatavarsa. And within this Bharatavarsa, around 30 states are there. Now it is 30 or less or more. Somehow or other 30 states are there. And in one state called UP, there are how many constituencies are there? More than 80? More than 80, 90 constituencies are there. Matlab, in one constituency, maybe 2-3 districts may be there. So many districts. And among one constituency and within so many districts, one district is called Mathura district. And in that district, municipalities are there, towns are there. Among some towns, it's one town, and this town consisted many villages, so we are one of this village. And in many villages, there are many houses, many families, many thousands of people. And out of that, we are in one family and one person, we are thinking, I am so and so. This thinking that I, me and mine is the direct dictation from that Lord who is staying in the root of the material world, in the whole planet. Directly, this jnana is imparted from here to us, direct connection. He is the predominating deity of material consciousness of false ego, ahankar, abhimana. He is the regulator. In each and every entities, The abhiman, the ahankar, he is controlling, sitting down in the root. When I was reading this verse, I started thinking. Lord Sankarsan Anantadeva, as Sesa, he is the carrier of, the holder of the whole universe, not this universe, many, many, many unlimited universe. Why he is carrying? I don't know, it is. He knows why he is carrying. Anyway, we can think because we are staying here, he is helping us by carrying at least. Otherwise, we will fall down, nowhere will be. So he is carrying us, the whole universe is carrying. So if he is creating, sustaining and carrying the universe, so not only he is carrying, why he will carry? Then, so living entity should be there, na? Otherwise, why he will carry empty universe? Suppose, sometimes he will open a very nice institution, very nice school, a university, very nice school you open, establish you. You put thousands of dollars and all, they open it. Then just opening you will not be satisfied. You will now try to your best ability to bring as many as students to your institute. You will try all of boardings and what is that, advertisement, whatever, that bring as many as students should come and reside here. That is the goal, isn't it? Otherwise, how you will make an institution? So anything you make a hospital, you should expect many, many sick people should come there. You should make arrangement for it, yes. If you make a big hospital and no patients, what is the use of it? Isn't it? So you should make arrangement that many sick people should come. How people should get sick and they should come and admit here. So like that, if he is creating this whole universe, so not only he is creating, then and within this universe, in the middle planet, this Mrityu Loka, this material world, Prithvi Loka, and he is holding in the middle of it, then he has to make all arrangements that all these entities, they should also feel here. They should stay here. Otherwise, what is the use? So how we entities, living entities, how we will stay here? So what is the secret of it? The secret is forgetfulness. If we always aware ourselves, we are always alert. Ami Krishna Das, ei Biswas, Karleta Ara Dukhanai. If the moment you realize yourself that you are nothing, but you are only the menial servant of a servant of a servant of Krishna's servant. If you realize that, then that's it, you will go back to Godhead, BTG. You can't stay here. So then this will be vacant. So to feel it, the secret is that he should supply the abhimanam. No, I am here. This is my house. They are mine. This, that. Ahang mameti. This abhimana jnana is given by him that all of your attach so much. Birth after birth, life after life, we are here. Though you know any moment will finish, will be thrown out, but still whole day and night we are trying our best to stay here with our power and position. Not only staying. To maintain that, so the whole secret of all this business is ahankar. This ahankar is regulated and created and supplied by him. And by that, we are all sustained here. Even if we know that any moment will be thrown out, nothing is belongs to us. Nothing. We are so insignificant. Sometimes we hear, we think, we speak, but useless, because the power connection from Sankarsan is so powerful. In a minute, all jnanas fused. Nothing is there. Again, we are thinking, I am so and so. So this abhimana is directly coming from Anantadeva Sankarsan. That's why he is not only holding the universe, he also making arrangement that the universe should be filled up always. And how it will filled up? This formula is there. Automatically they will come. He doesn't have to advertise, putting boarding, oh, please come, I will give discount, this, that, nothing. We ourselves bribe to come here. Yes, I want to come. I want to stay, I don't want to go. Sometimes we preach to people, this is full of misery, temporary, this, that. Oh, yes. Yeah, the whole life I'm suffering. So then better to go to the place where you get real pleasure. Now where is that? No, Bhagavad Dham. So they were okay. So how to go? Go there. So how long I should come back? When I should come back? How long I can stay there? Then we say, no, the problem is that it's a one-way ticket. If you go there, then you can't come back. Oh, no, forget. Then I don't want to go. Yes. For hours together, you tell him that this is the problem. They're accepting. Yes, I'm in problem. I'm suffering. But the moment you tell, you can go to them. Yes, I want to go. Then immediately I say, when I will come back? No, you can't come back. Then I forget. I don't want to go. Baba. This kind of super intelligence is the result of ahankar, abhiman. And that is dictated by Lord Anantadev, Sankarsanadev. So that is supreme arrangement, perfect arrangement. No need to do anything. Just create ahankar. And we entities, oh my God. Coming here like anything. And staying here, not want to go. No matter whatever try, sadhu, santa, guru, sastra they are trying, who cares? It's so powerful is the power of abhimana, the ahankar. And this power is generated and supplied by Lord Ananta in the root of the whole planet. And this ahankar is so powerful, it cannot supply it from nearby. It is so far connected, 30,000 jojana down. He is supplying and we are dancing like anything, life after life. If he will come little nearby, then forget whatever ahankar will, what will happen. So far the power is coming and you are dancing 24 hours a day like anything. All the time, Jagrat, Swapna and Sayana, in all the three stages we are in full of ahankar, abhimana. Prabhupada starting his purpose with the point that some spiritual people also, they are thinking that we are adhyatma vadi. We know Atma, Atma Gyan, we know. Their also conception is that Aham Brahmasmi, So Aham Tattamasi, like that the Veda mantras they are interpreting as I am that. I am the Supreme Lord. Like that. No, this is not their fault because the dictation coming down from there. The arrangement is done by Lavananta, what these people will do. Because they want to become enjoyer, then Lord said, okay, I am supplying the everything, all materials. Whatever required, you become enjoyer. You cannot become enjoyer, but thinking as enjoyer. Getting 100 kicks every day on your face, but still you are thinking, I am enjoying. Yes, I am enjoying. It is so nice getting nice kicks. I am crying, but still I am enjoying. So, this whole planetary system, the description given in Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the substance, the sikhya we should get. Why Lord is creating? Sometimes we may think, then Lord is not merciful to us. If Lord himself make all arrangement that you should forget him and suffer like here for internally, then how Lord can be called merciful? No. He is merciful. He is that much merciful that we cannot imagine even. Always merciful. So merciful, then why you put us here in this forgetful condition? Unless you realize this, unless you get enough kicks, enough punishment, you will not come to your intelligence. So he is putting here because the moment we think that I want to enjoy, okay, go. The moment you think that you are something, I and me, then this world is arranged for you. Okay, come here. Stay here. And get your experience. So after getting sufficient suffering and experience of suffering, then if sometimes they said, oh, it is too much. It is too much, I don't. Okay, then I am there. Okay, come. Now, so then you will never ever want to come down. No. So to get the taste of this material world, he is putting here. Sometimes a child, he does not know how the electric current, the test of shock he does not know. So sometimes he is moving here and there, oh, here is electric, he does not know. Sometimes he says, why they are saying shock, shock? No, sometimes he catch hold of a wire, flowing current on it, and immediately got a shock. The test he got burned somewhere and got shot. Then, from that day onwards, if you say there is only a false wire is lying down there is no current, who says it's electric wire, then from far distance you will move away. No, I got experience, test. Test of it. No, I don't want to then. So, we have to get sufficient experience and test of this material world, the miseries and sufferings. Then, we will catch hold of the Lord. No, that's it, I don't want it. Then he's there, make an come here. So he doesn't want to accept some living entity who are kacha, immature. No. That's why he's putting us in suffering, suffering. This suffering is not suffering, this is your testing. He's testing us. Sometimes we, even our housewife, the small family also, if you go to market to buy a sabji, if you buy even one potato, one brinjal, then you will see in the top, in the bottom, some dog is there, or some problem is there, this, that. Why? You don't want to buy one potato without testing all around. And if it is pakka, then you throw out, strategize, no, take it back. I want to take pakka. I want to take for me. So if we foolish people want to buy one potato of 10 paisa, and you want to check all around, see whether there is some difficulty or not. So how come Supreme Lord will accept us as His without testing, without checking? He will check, perfectly checking from all surroundings. He will put us in all kind of checking material and check us that whether it is pakka or kacha. As long as we are immature kacha, then he says, okay, get it pakka. Then I will accept it. Because once he accepts, then that's it. That's it. Then he has to be controlled by you. So he will be very, very, very careful. Lord will be very, 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 very careful to select whom I should accept. Because once I accept that's it, then I have to work under him. Lord has to work under the desire of this pure devotee. So that's why he has to put us very kinds of checking material. Sufferings and all that. And if he pass this test, then that's it. Sometimes, some days ago I visited one place in Udupi, nice place. There, in some of you might have seen Udupi Matham. There the Madhavacharya's established deity of Krishna, Udupi Krishna. They said that originally deity was worshipped by Rukmini and others in the Dwaraka also. The Kimadanti is there, legend is there, how it comes here. Somehow or other, Madhavacharya established their deity there in temple, facing to the east, auspicious. One day, one the devotee came there to see the Lord, and he was very lower caste, and they are very heavy caste feeling. Though he was a devotee, his name was Kanak Das. They said, no, you cannot be enter into the temple. They didn't allow him. So the chastising, he come back, and the back of the temple there is a small hole. He sat little far in the back of the temple and start singing his bhajan. So Lord, the whole night he was singing. Daytime he was getting chastisement. Nighttime when everybody sleep, then he will wake up and start his chanting his bhajan. Then the Lord in night time he could not sleep. He want to hear the bhajan of his near and dear devotee. And he turned around. His face changed from east side to west side. Now you go, you will see the deity facing west, not facing east. Facing west. Facing west and directly seeing through that hole to outside. Nobody, even we go and see, you cannot see. This is a black deity, you can't see anything. We cannot see, but the deity can see. He can see and he is looking to his near and dear devotee and hearing his bhajan. That Kanak Dasa, sometimes big stories are sometimes they, he was, when he was studying, and he was a devotee from by birth. All the devotional qualities were there. But the big brahmanas and the acharyas or their students studying the shastras, Vedas, they were considering this lower mlecha, what he will lead, why they accept him, I don't know. Anyway, sometimes in their school they got some competition. So the teacher told, okay, I want to do some play. So he gives some bananas. In South, good bananas are there. He said, take one banana to all the students. Take one banana each and find a secluded place where nobody can see you. Nobody can see you. You eat the banana and come back. So all the students take banana and wait. And after few times, sometimes 1 hour or so, then all of them come. Hey, I fully hide myself. Nobody saw me, how I eat and when and all that. All of them come back. And after all, Kanaka Das come back with the banana. He has not eaten it. What happened? Now I can't find a place where I can hide myself. What a fool you are. You can go underneath the table. You can go and close the door. There's so many places. Now I tried my best. But always I can see the Lord is looking everywhere around me. I can't get away from him. So there is no place, secluded place for me. I can't eat it. And the teacher and the student, they think of it. They said, okay, you win the test. Really, the Lord is seeing everywhere. His vision is everywhere. So then, one more test, after long, when they are getting graduated. So one more time, all these big mahantas and these acharyas, they get together in assembly. They want to give the snataka certificate to all these boys. In the certificate ceremony, so all the students are there. They said, we will take one test. Nice competition. What? So they ask all the students, now you are in Vedic knowledge, you are all graduate. You are all snatak in Veda Shastra. So now you answer only the simple question. Tell us, what is the upaya? What is the method to go back to Godhead? If you want to go back to Bhagavad Dham, what is the sadhan? What is the upaya? What is the method? How we can go? So then all the students said, so okay, come by bhajan, by tap, by breath, by niyam, by this and that, shastra dhyan, sasana, many of them, they said. They all note down, okay, all prominent methods they have told. Then finally, Karanga Das, because he is mlecha, they said, we are in third class, in the last line, finally he is called, okay. How you are thinking you are a devotee, how, in which way you can go to back to Godhead? So Kanak Das gives a very simple answer. It is in Hindi like that. Main jaunga, to main jaunga. Main jayega, to main jaunga. If I goes, then I will go. If I goes, then I will go to back to Godhead. Agar main jayega, to main jaunga. Nobody understands what he is saying. He is foolish. Then after some time he says, main means this ahankar. This aham, this me and mine, this I, me and mine. If this will go, then I will go. Not by this brata, niyama, shastra, dhan, anything. Nothing is all useless. Even you are following this purushottam mas brata in the supreme planet of the Sri Vrindavan Dham, still we are saying, I am doing this brata. Finish. Finish in one mere sentence. Starts with I. This is the dictation. Finish. Unless and until this I goes from me, I cannot move forward towards BTG. Such a simple and perfect answer, isn't it? That is the essence and the summum of all the Vedic literature, all the Vedic education. And that is the only reason, that's why we are here. Krishna bhuli sei ji bhogavansha kare nikatastha maya tare japatiya dhare. The only reason we are all here and suffering is forgetfulness of Krishna. And because we have forgot Krishna, they are thinking, I am something. I am so and so, this and that. I, me and mine, that's where it's coming. Janasya mohasya aham ameti. This is the root of moha, illusion, is aham mama iti. In Bhagavatam, Rishabh Dev told, this is the root cause of the all suffering, entanglement in material world, everything. This is called moha, is illusion. What is the root of illusion? Na janasya mohasya aham mama iti. Aham and mama, aham means I, and mama means me and mine. So that's a very simple sentence. Kanak Das told, me jayega, to me jaunga. If that me goes from me, if that I and me and mine goes from me, then only I can proceed. Otherwise, these all methods are only useless. Nothing. Whatever brata, niyama, japa, dhyana, yoga, nothing can help you. This all will, if with all these things, if you cannot root out, if you cannot take it out, that aham, then it's all useless. What is the use of it? Life after life you can try. Unless that aham will go out from you, everything is useless. Useless life. But we have spent so many lifetimes in practicing, we don't know that this is the root of it. We don't know these teachings even. Nobody tell us also. Only the simple teachings coming out from the heart of the pure devotee of the Lord. And these devotees are neglected, rejected. But this line coming out from them. Maybe the whole society reject them, neglect them. But the Lord himself moving around from his face from east to west and looking towards to him. He is searching from this devotee. He is looking at them. So this is the essence. This is the teachings of all the Vedic literature. This is the secret of all sadhana. Whatever we are doing. If after all we cannot get rid of that aham mama iti, then finish. We are nowhere. And this aham mama, that feeling, that thinking, is not ordinary material. We are thinking, but it is generated, created and supplied by Lord Ananta. So it is not. That's why Lord is telling, Daibhi asi guna maya, mama maya durattaya. It is mine. This maya is my maya, mama maya, this is durattaya. It is not easy to cross over it. But if what is that verse in 15th chapter? Purjanati Purusuttam. Yo mam eva asammudho janati purusuttamam sa sarvavid bhajati mam sarvabhavena bharata. Yo mam, Krishna is telling, in the Purusuttama yoga, he is himself Purusuttama, and he himself is telling, Arjun, if some person know me, and the quality of his person is yo mam eva asammudho, the quality is asammudha. Mudha means murkha, foolish. Sammudha means samyak murkha, achhe tarah se murkha, good murkha, recognized foolish. And asammudha means who is not achhatarasa murkha, who is not a good foolish man, but he has some understanding. That's why Krishna is saying indirectly, not an intelligent person. He says, yo mam eva asammudho, who is not samyak mudha, who is asammudha, if he knows me, how he'll know you? Na, yo mam eva, only me, if he knows, how? Janati Purusottamam, that I am the Purusa Uttama. Then by knowing you, that's it. Now yes, that's it. Yo mam eva sammudho janati Purusottamam sa sarvavit, then he will be the all knower. Everything will be known to him. That's it. Sarvavit means sarvagya. He will become sarvagya instantly. Instant way to become sarvagya, all knower. just try to know the Lord as Purushottama. That's it. Yo mameva sammudho janati purushottamam sa sarvavid. He'll become sarvajnani. Yes. He'll become all-knower. Then what he will do? If somebody become all-knower, become sarvajna, then what is duty? What he will do? Na sa sarvavid bhajati mam. Only one duty he has to do. That is to do my bhajan. That's it. Sa sarvavid bhajati mam. How you will do your bhajan? Sarvabhavena bharata. In all ways, in all bhavas, in all rasas, all mukhya pancharasa or chaturvidharasa, in all bhavas, because he is bhavagrahi. He is not vastugrahi. So we should have bhava. Always he will go to the bhava stage. Sarva bhavena bharata, he will only do bhajan of me. If he will know me as Purushottama, then he will become all-knower. Everything, finish.